Private equity goes on offense in defense, a strategic shift accelerates. Private equity goes on offense in defense, a strategic shift accelerates. In a development few could have predicted even a few years ago, private equity firms are ramping up investments into the defense sector, traditionally considered off-limits for many institutional investors. With Europe planning to spend over 800 billion euros to rebuild its military capabilities and reduce reliance on US security guarantees, a new landscape is emerging, and private capital intends to play a central role. A sector once shunned, now strategic. Historically, private equity funds have avoided defense investments for two main reasons. First, defense assets are capital-intensive, highly regulated, and not easily restructured for fast returns. Second, many limited partners, LPs, particularly those focused on ESG, environmental, social, governance, mandates, flagged ethical concerns around weapons manufacturing and national security contracts. But that is changing. With heightened geopolitical tensions, a push for defense self-sufficiency, and updated ESG frameworks that now recognize national defense as a public good, institutional barriers are softening. Major firms like Tikal Capital and CVC Capital Partners are now raising specialized teams and dedicated funds focused on defense, aerospace, and national security technologies. Bloomberg data suggests that private equity defense spending in Europe is on pace to surpass $1 billion in 2025, something that has only happened five times in the last two decades. Why now? Several forces are converging to create this moment. Geopolitical urgency. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and growing tensions in the Indo-Pacific have reignited conversations about military preparedness among Western allies. Public-private partnership incentives. Governments are beginning to offer loan guarantees, procurement advantages, and co-investment structures designed to attract private capital into critical industries. Venture and growth capital signals. Defense technology startups, from cybersecurity firms to drone manufacturers, are attracting significant venture funding, paving the way for mid-market and buyout investors to follow. Shift in ESG perspectives. Leading voices argue that defense investments are no longer automatically at odds with social responsibility. Instead, they are increasingly viewed as essential to protecting democratic values and global stability. The risks and unknowns. Still, private equity's offensive move into defense comes with risks. Defense businesses operate in a highly politicized environment where profitability often hinges on unpredictable government budgets and regulatory reviews. Moreover, despite a softening stance, some LPs remain cautious about aligning their portfolios with arms and defense industries. There's also the question of exit strategies. Unlike consumer-facing industries, defense companies may not have a ready buyer pool when it's time to sell, especially if political winds shift. What to watch? If institutional investors ultimately embrace defense allocations, expect to see the launch of dedicated defense private equity funds at scale. A wave of buyouts and roll-ups targeting mid-sized defense contractors. Increased crossovers between venture capital, private equity, and strategic buyers in dual-use technologies, commercial and military applications. Greater policy engagement from private equity firms lobbying for investment-friendly defense regulations. In short, private equity's move into defense isn't just opportunistic, it's becoming a necessary pillar of Europe's broader national security realignment. For fund managers willing to navigate the complexities, the sector offers rare opportunities for both impact and outsized returns. Plaquemines Holdings.